Namaste, my friends, and welcome to another live cast. Today, I'm going to talk about how you can tap into the flow of abundance, which might sound kind of abstract, even though it's maybe one of the most basic, fundamental things of all. Okay, and I'll talk about like what is the flow of abundance, and then how you can go about tapping into it right now. Before I do, as I always do, I'm gonna take a moment and let people come on. What's up, Linda? Good to see you. If you guys are on here, would you mind just giving me a like or a heart or a comment or something just to so I know everything's working properly? What up, Raymond? Amanda? Hey, good to see you guys. I'll wait about another 30 seconds to a minute, then we'll get rocking and rolling. Hope you're all doing well. Thank you. Awesome. Hey, Christine. Good to see you guys. Awesome. Jennifer. Beautiful. Liz, hey. What's up, Amanda? Hey. Good to see you all. Okay, we'll get right into it, okay? So if you guys missed it, today we're going to talk about how you can tap into the flow of abundance. What is this this abstract idea of the flow of abundance? What up, Elise? Emily, hey. And I'm going to share with you three ways that you can tap into it, okay? It's something we can all do. Before I do that, I have a couple announcements. One of them is that I'm going to, this month and then from this point forward, give you guys a more of a heads up of the exact schedule of these live casts. So and give me a day or two and I'll put into the website a full month worth of dates and times so that you can arrange yourself accordingly. Just to give you guys somewhat more of a heads up, okay? Let's see. Let me make sure I'm all set up here. How's everybody doing today? It's been kind of a wacky day for me. You know, sometimes I feel like we go through such a quick expansion that we come into so much new stuff that it's difficult to like ground ourselves and integrate. So anyways, I'm having kind of a hectic day, but it feels good to be here. You guys are like, you guys help ground me. And this is kind of like, it's funny because this is like my work, people would say, but it's also like my sanctuary. There's no place I'd rather be than here with you guys right now, and it's just great to be here. Okay, so with all that said, I will go ahead now and tune us in. If you guys haven't been here in a little while, what I'm doing is I'll strike this singing bowl. I don't think you can see it right now. It's a crystal singing bowl. I'm gonna strike it, and all you gotta do is listen. It's a real simple, no-brainer way to meditate, and we can all kind of come into a state of alignment together, and then we'll proceed with the lesson. Okay, so I'm gonna strike this bowl, and all you have to do is listen to it, and you'll notice the sound gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, and just follow the sound into silence. We'll do that three times together. Here we go. Isn't that nice? Okay, let me put this away and we'll get rocking and rolling. Okay, so we'll start the lesson. Again, the lesson is going to talk about the flow of abundance and how you can tap into it. The first thing I'll get off my chest is, what is the flow of abundance? What am I talking about? It's not a number. It's not a certain amount of money or a certain accumulation of things in our stockpile. It's merely the ability to do what you truly want to do when you really want to do it. Now, as I wrote down here, I don't have an abundance of Lamborghinis. That's not something I truly want. I don't really care about that much. It's not an authentic goal of my soul's, but I do have an abundance of nature, warm weather, work I like doing. I have an abundance of many of the things that are genuinely important to me. And that's where everybody is headed. And why? How is that possible? Well, because you're an awakening soul. And what does that imply? It means you're coming into greater and greater alignment day by day by day, now quickly, faster than ever, into the truth, the true embodiment of who and what you are. And you're not a fractured, wounded, distorted soul. You're a radiant, beautiful soul. And some of the natural qualities of you is abundance, freedom, happiness, joy. Okay, so I know this is something I struggled with big time. And that's why I sort of felt compelled to share about it. Because I went through a time in my life where I was, in a sense, abundant. I was taken care of financially by my father-in-law. And I had some semblance of freedom, but I wasn't really happy. And I allowed my awakening to kind of take hold, and that led me into some very precarious financial situations where I had an extreme lack of abundance to the point where I felt very afraid I was gonna lose my home and not be able to support my family. And it was just a very wild ride. And during that time, it was, I can see now, a beautiful opportunity to examine a lot of aspects of myself that were kind of provoked and kicked up by that experience. And now I've gone down and come back up, and I'm happy and abundant again. And I want to kind of talk about like how I did that and how you can do that a lot more smoothly and faster than I was able to, okay? So I'm going to share with you guys now. So you guys kind of, I imagine, have an idea of what the abundance is. Again, it's not a certain number in your bank account. It's not some kind of mental security. It's just the ability to be free in this earth plane and pursue what you love in life, okay? Now I'm going to go into three different ways that you can tap into that, okay? The first, probably most powerful one, is to pursue what you love. When you pursue what you love, that is kind of like a gateway into more of yourself, more of an embodiment of yourself, which again is naturally abundant. And this is not easy. Because we, a lot of times, don't feel ready or prepared or like the timing's right, like me. When I owned a gym, when I had a grow operation, two kind of stable careers in a sense that kept me safe and secure to some extent, I didn't know how to maintain my sense of security while pursuing what I love. I didn't have the time. I didn't see how it's possible. But I felt compelled to do so, and I finally did. So what you guys can do, regardless of where you're at, if you want to come into a greater degree of freedom and abundance, in any way, shape, or form, what I did is I started shooting YouTube videos anyways. I was busy. I had, my daughter was like, I don't know, 4 or 5, and I had a young son, middle son Lucas, like 1 maybe or younger. I had 2 businesses, both were kind of like all over the place. I just had all this, these time constraints, but I also didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I didn't know what it was I loved. I had like no real footing. No real sense of, okay, I feel grounded in this new endeavor and I'm gonna do it. I started doing it sort of like before I was ready. So I started shooting YouTube videos even though I had the gym. Now, I'm gonna kind of warn you what this is gonna do. If you can do this, so regardless of where you are in your career, if you start pursuing what you love and taking it seriously and really going for it as if it's a possibility for you to really make your life more about what you love and less about what you don't love. When you start doing that, you'll probably notice an acceleration of breakdown of the safety net. So that's what happened to me. I was like, I knew for a while I didn't want to be a gym owner forever. My grow operation was already showing me signs that this is not really sustainable. This is not the lifestyle I had in mind. And so I started making YouTube videos during when I had both of these things. And then it's like both situations started to push me out in a very accelerated way. And I see this happening with a lot of other people as well. So when I started to shoot YouTube videos, I remember for my gym, We struggled in the beginning with my gym. And then we came into this way of selling semi-private personal training, and it did amazingly well. And we got to a point where we were doing so good, we struggled to expand. So we ended up, during the time I started making my YouTube videos, we made this decision to kind of restructure everything. And that decision led to like a demise of the gym. It started to kind of fail and just become like just this like dying thing. And my girl operation was getting way out of hand. I was an enthusiast and it was a hobby to me just draining and sucking the life out of me to the point where I would come home just spinning in my head every night, unable to be mentally or emotionally present for my family. And it just, there was so much dissonance that they just started like pushing me out. Now I'm gonna talk about how you can kind of deal with that, because I know a lot of people are going through that right now. So essentially, what you want to do is you'll find that your intuition a lot of times will guide you to do things that look really bad on paper. Not always, but a lot of times. But what you have a choice in that sense. You can cling on to what is normal and comfortable and showing you quite clearly that it's not going to last. But that's sort of a futile endeavor in itself. Or you can sort of let go and start allowing your intuition to kind of take over your life. And that's what I did. I would oscillate back and forth. My mind would oftentimes be on, what the hell are you doing? Look at this. This is not good, Vic. And I would get myself all worked up. But then if I could like break away from that, there'd be a sense of knowingness that I'm on the right track. So if I could go back and tell my younger self anything, I would say, stay out of your head and into your intuition, okay? So again, this is going to expedite your process of acquiring abundance, which again, I have now and didn't have, and I kind of went through this as a means of getting it. So what I'm asking you essentially, the moral of the story, is start doing what you love as much as you can. I know you don't have the time. I know you probably don't feel ready. You might not even know exactly what it is, but maybe even a half hour a day, which is about all I did in the beginning. I just would shoot a video for a little while and started uploading it to my many channels. I was undecided, but that accelerated the transition that I just got done discussing big time. So that's one facet. I'm going to kind of switch gears here with the whole abundance thing. Number two is to validate your current experience, meaning a lot of people attract into their life financial struggles as a means of, again, like I mentioned in the beginning, shedding light on like deep-rooted, misaligned beliefs that not only will keep you from that flow of abundance, but can make you unhappy in general. So as uncomfortable as it can be, this transition I mentioned, it's just abundant with learning and growth opportunities. And the sooner you can treat it as such, the sooner it will go away. We just attract into our life reflections of the next thing to integrate and deal with in our being, in our consciousness. And sometimes we can get kind of lost in the video game and stressed out, which is, again, I totally get it. I was big time. I was a mess in a basket case. But it started to go away when I started to use the illusion, use the experience to grow and to heal. So one of the main things that kind of kept me pinched off from that abundance flow were just like simple self-limiting beliefs about money and abundance that I don't know, can blame your parents, your social conditioning, whatever. But I'm gonna go over some of those right now just because it took me a lot of like challenging situations to point to these. So I figure if I can highlight these for you and maybe you can identify them in yourself, you don't have to go through what I went through. You can have a much smoother ride if you can sort of like work with these beliefs if you do have them right off the get-go. And one of them that I see all the time is that money is bad. There's a lot of proudly broke people because they have a connotation with money being bad. And on a deep, unconscious level, most of us, all of us pretty much, would rather be stressed financially and have a lack of abundance than a bad person, which there's an unconscious belief that we are in some way. So I don't know if that's something you guys struggle with or anything. Just I know I found that when I would pursue this game of abundance to feed my family, I would run into this belief kind of came up and was a real issue for me. Another thing that keeps people in a situation is that the feelings of unworthiness. And again, this can play out. No one goes around thinking, oh, I'm unworthy. But when we have those deep-rooted unconscious beliefs, then we don't ask for a raise, or we don't charge what we're worth, or we don't pursue what our heart wants to do because we just don't feel like a deserving. So that was a huge one for me. It kept me struggling for quite a while. I noticed this pretty much my whole life, honestly. Even as a personal trainer, I charged less than I was worth because I didn't feel worthy of it. And it's kind of again, it's not something if you ask your mind, it's going to want to confess that, yeah, I feel worthy. We all want to think we feel worthy. I'm talking like deep. And you guys are so psychic and aware now. You can just hear me listing these beliefs and you can go on your own and just sort of meditate on them. And I would imagine most of you, there's still layers within myself, will find like old past situations that might have caused these underlying beliefs. And again, the challenging situations are trying to help you with that. But if you can just sort of take the easy route and just see, hey, Vic, do we have any limiting beliefs about abundance? Why are we not as abundant as we want to be right now? What beliefs do we have stopping us? You'll be so surprised at how easily you come up with answers and epiphanies and breakthroughs. And then again, once you do that, once you unravel this layer of illusion, then the abundance is just an automatic reflection. Another one, this is a different one. This is totally a different gear. This is a different type of belief that I had, and I do see quite a lot in the spiritual community, and that is this, is that it's not something we think about, but it's something I felt and acted as if, meaning I'm awakening. I knew that I was awakening. I knew I was like a light worker here to help people. So I felt like because of that, I deserved abundance from the get-go. And I kind of had a naive expectation that things were just going to kind of happen for me. Because for a time in my awakening, they did. I was led very easily from point to point to point to point. Found myself very perplexed when I got to a situation or a time in my life where that whole waiting to be kind of taken care of wasn't working. And I've found at least my opinion on why this happens, because we grow to a level where it becomes important to sort of step into our own power. And there's a lot of benefit into having the experience of doing some of the work. Like, we are a co-creator. So I know a lot of people I talk to that say, listen, Vic, I'm starting this blog, I'm starting this new thing. It's what I love. You're said following my passion. I'm following it, but I'm not having anybody read it. I'm not getting any traction. It's just not working. But I'll just keep doing it because I believe it'll happen. And I'll say, well, maybe you should learn about how to grow a blog. Maybe you should really research this and become skilled at promoting your blog. That's just an example. But that's something I didn't do. I had the notion of if I build it, they will come. So anyways, I don't know if that's something you guys toy with a little bit. What I found in my experience, it's both. It's not that you have to have that nose to the grindstone, miserable sort of like work ethic, but at the same time, it's not the exact opposite either. It's kind of a bit of both, I found. And for a long time, I watched as my life piled up with situations and problems because I was just waiting for it to kind of happen to me. Another thing that my financially precarious situation helped me realize was that there's a lot of unconscious habits I had that kind of kept me broke. It's not that sometimes I had abundance, but I had these habits that were not really authentic that would kind of sabotage me. For example, I used to spend outside of my means. It doesn't matter how much money I had, I would always spend more than I had. It was just a habit, and it was always this same loop. I would feel guided to do it because it sounded exciting, and then I'd regret it and feel stressed, and it was just, it didn't matter what I had. So I had to kind of become aware of that and break that. It's not that you need more money, Vic, because you just need to stop spending when you don't need to or don't authentically want to. Another thing I used to do is spend emotionally out of boredom. I know where I developed this. Again, my father-in-law used to kind of support my wife and I, and we were real young in our early 20s, and we would get bored and like party sometimes and just go buy things just because we could. And then when I got, when that support system was completely gone, as ludicrous as that is, I would still do that. I'd feel depressed, and I'd have an urge to go buy something. A lot of the stuff I didn't even need, but that was another thing I would spend to satisfy my emotional unrest. And that can sometimes seem surprisingly justified. Like I might think I need something, but it was more of a justification to satisfy my emotional yearning. So again, being in the situation where I was struggling, it made me like look at that and become aware of that. So anyways, again, the moral of the story is that the faster you can use this situation or any other kind of challenging situation in your life to grow and to heal and to clarify who you are, the faster all of the challenges can dissolve, okay? I would find like literally when I would resolve like a block or a belief, abundance would flow in. I would be able to tap in to that flow of abundance that I would always hear of and wonder why I wasn't in. I realized I was keeping myself out of it by an inauthentic expression of Victor. And when I became more aligned, again, by using my situations, it helped. Then the abundance kind of flowed in as like you hear people talking about on YouTube, how easy it can be. It can be easy. So one of the things that help, and now it's like, okay, how do I do all this? So going back to the limiting beliefs, you might say, yes, yes, check, check, I have a lot of those. So how do I change them? I can sense I have them. Like for me, I realized for a long time what was keeping me struggling was the fact that I didn't want to be a bad person because I thought if I pursued money, I'm superficial or something. So what I did is I like tried to retrain myself. I tried to find people on earth that were very abundant and that were also good people to help sort of again rewire those beliefs by just with pure logic to shed light on the fact that Victor, that's not empirically true. There's no reason to hold on to that because this guy and this person and this woman, they're amazing people and they're abundant, so you can be too. Why not you? And just like that dialogue in my head, that was very helpful. So if you have the belief, sometimes just finding examples that contradict those self-limiting beliefs can be very very powerful. And again, becoming aware of and then resisting those urges. Again, your awakening will do a great job of highlighting patterns in your life that keep you out of that abundance flow. But then the awareness sometimes is helpful, but it's sometimes not enough. Sometimes it takes a matter of like refusing to be that old person. Meaning there'd be a time where I would have that same wave to go spend outside my means come over me. But because I had a little bit of awareness, I was able to kind of recognize it. And even though it felt right to do that because it was my normal, I was able to choose not to. So sometimes it takes a little bit of willpower to resist the momentum of the old self. And then lastly, it can be very helpful in the immediate sense and just in general for your happiness and overall vibration and ability to be in the flow, and that's to celebrate your successes. Celebrate the hard work you've done. I don't care who you are or where you are right now watching this. You have had many growth spurts, many examples of success and empowerment and self-mastery all along the way. But the awakening, it almost will continue to show you the next stuff that's wrong with you to grow and heal. And if that's all we're doing is focusing on that, it can lead to a very where we never feel good about ourselves. So here's a challenge for you, is to next time you do something where you're like proud of yourself, I want you to just like step back and celebrate it and take a moment to kind of revel in it and give yourself, I heard this the other day in a book, give yourself gold stars. A lot of people I talk to, I'm a coach, so they share with me like what's sort of not working in their life, and I'll try to help them. But I always try to point out what is working for them. And I say, do you ever take time to really celebrate what's working and what you've done? And most people don't, myself included. I have to make myself list out every day things I do or have done. And what happens when I do that, when I like take 2 seconds to mindfully sort of bring up what I have done right that day or that month or year, I feel better. I feel more in the flow. It changes my energy state tremendously. Okay, again, moving on. This is more of like a law of attraction type of esoteric technique for like really going fast into like the flow of abundance, okay? And that is to think and vision bigger and past your situation, which I've talked about before. So here's a scenario of where I applied this. So again, there was a point in my life where I closed down my gym. I closed down my grow. I was going sliding into debt faster than you might even believe. And I was in Michigan. I wanted to be on YouTube and in San Diego. And what did I do with my morning? I woke up and I had a vision board, and I would literally visualize myself in San Diego rolling up. For some reason in my vision, I had a black SUV to the beach with a laptop and doing my work there. And just the idea of that was like, oh my God, that was my idea of abundance. I don't need $10 million. I want to like work on the beach. I just love the water. So that was my vision. I spent 20 minutes, maybe a day, thinking about that. I had my vision board, all these different things that kind of help charge my body up with that. And what that does is it helps your, like what some people, this one guy, Maxwell Maltz, calls it your servo mechanism, your subconscious mind, sort of like the director, the unconscious director of your life. When you sort of charge it up with the future and you take your focus off of maybe what's happening in your present circumstance, you align yourself with that reality. You start to kind of pull it to you. Now, it'll push out stuff. Again, we're going for speed here, not smooth sailing. It's fast though. It'll start to push out what's no longer serving you. It'll start to cause you to notice and be attracted to things that are in accordance with that vision. So just a way to simply apply this is to think, like, what is your idea of abundance? What does it mean exactly to you to be abundant? Maybe it just, you're just like, you. Like for me, I wanted to wake up and kind of like go for a walk every day and have that kind of freedom. And I wanted to be in nature. I wanted to be able to share on YouTube and do what I love and support my family. And that was mine. It had nothing to do with numbers or anything. It was just more of a, what's my day-to-day ideal experience? So just have that vision for yourself and charge yourself up with that every morning, and you will be blown away by the synchronicities you get. You'll start getting signs left and right, ideas, attracting people into your life, an acceleration of awareness of all the different things in your life that are really not in alignment with that. And it's just like the fast track to that abundance, okay? So I'll just end it with this. So a way to accelerate this, in short, is to focus on getting yourself to where you want rather than out of what you don't want. Like a lot of people say, I don't want to be stressed. I just don't want to deal with this. That's a signal that says, I still need this nonsense in my life because I'm not learning for it. It's a totally different thing, even though it can seem the same, to say, I want this. When I think of this, it lights me up. Literally, vibrationally, I feel lighter. And you want to charge up with that energy as often as possible. I've talked about this in previous live casts, the power of visualization, okay? So I'll just end it with that. So I'll just kind of give you guys some ending takeaways. I know this one seemed a little bit kind of all over the place, and maybe not to you guys, but I'm going to kind of try to give you guys a simplified plan of action here, okay? Is to know that the true self is by definition happy, abundant, and free. And regardless of what you think about where your life is, you're heading there. And I know intuitively you know that. That is where you are going very quickly, regardless. Okay? Your awakening is helping you do this. It might not always seem that way. And I'm going to share with you a funny story about my friend Aaron. It's not so much a story about abundance. It's a story about how the mysterious ways in which your spirit or your higher self will help you. And I just want you to have that mindset. So he's all jazzed up right now about getting this new apartment. Not anymore, but he was. He really wants to move out of his place and get this new, really nice apartment kind of across town. And he's been talking about it, and he's all psyched up about it. So finally, he's like, hey, Vic, will you like come with me and check it out one last time before I put a deposit down? And I was meeting him for lunch. And on the way to lunch, he sent me a text and said he got a speeding ticket. I'm like, oh, well, he'll be late. That's fine. So we were eating lunch, and I was like, what do you, you know, we talked like this. Like, what do you think the meaning of that ticket was there? And he's like, huh, I don't know. And he's like, maybe I'm going too fast. Maybe I'm jumping the gun. Maybe. And then, like, he didn't even notice that he was, like, eating very quickly. That ticket brought awareness to his energy state, which was going too fast. And then when he finally took me to see this apartment, I could sense that he wasn't excited about it. And he could read that. So anyway, the ticket, which seems sucky, was probably what he needed to spare himself of committing to an entire year in a place that's not a match for him, not ideal, because he was going too fast. Your awakening, if you're finding yourself like struggling with abundance, it's because it's helping you. It's because that is, even though you might not think that, the path of least resistance. And when you can have that mindset, then you can see, it took him about 3 hours to find out how that ticket was an enormous blessing, saved him money, saved him all the stuff I just mentioned. Your awakening is constantly bombarding you with assistance, okay?